Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Welcome to the Stock Talk Technology Podcast, where we help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the emerging tech marketplace. I'm Omri Wallach, and today we're joined by Evan Gappelberg, CEO of Nextech AR Solutions. Nextech AR is a leader in the rapidly growing AR industry and the first publicly traded pure-play AR company trading on the CSE. Through a combination of an e-commerce business alongside the omni-channel AR software-as-a-service platform ARitize, the technology leader is working with some of the biggest brands and companies on the market. Mr. Gappelberg has expertise in creating, funding, and running hypergrowth startups, and his experience in creating value in both public and private markets led to his founding of Nextech AR. He's joining us on Stock Talk to discuss Nextech AR's impressive moves over the last few weeks and increased momentum heading into the end of 2019. Evan, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be here, and thanks for inviting me on your show.
No worries. It's great to have you. And Evan, to say the least, the last few weeks for Nextech AR have been busy, feels like an understatement. And just this morning, you announced record revenues and gross profit for the latest fiscal quarter. What's going on over there?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe you started to pay attention a few weeks ago, but believe it or not, it's been a tsunami of activity for me for the past 2 years. Founded the company in early of 2018. And ever since then, it's been go time. The last few weeks is really just a culmination of a lot of hard work that we've put into building a sustainable AR business. And as you know, we're first to market. With that, it's super exciting, but you know, there's also a new trail that we're blazing. We're not actually walking in the shoes of others. And as far as our revenue, we showed, you know, dramatic increase, which was, you know, super exciting to me to see our revenue go from $22,000 in the first quarter of 2018 to $1.5 million in the first quarter of 2019. Obviously, that's an enormous increase. And then our gross profit was almost $700,000 versus $9,800 for 2019 versus 2018. Going forward, we expect that kind of growth to continue. So yeah, we're super excited. We're just getting started, just the beginning.
And before we jump into the other recent news, of which there, like you said, it's been a tsunami, we should update old and new investors alike on Nextech AR.
Sure. We've identified four multi-billion dollar verticals in the AR industry. And we are going after all four of those. So one of them is AR for e-commerce. And by the way, they all run off of what we call ARitize, which is our trademark name for turning a 2D object into a 3D object. So we have ARitize for e-commerce, which is a multi-billion dollar vertical. We launched that actually in January 2019, and it's a web-based AR solution, which is a critical distinction in the marketplace today. There's tons of AR apps out there, but quite honestly, you know, who wants to download another app? On the other hand, everybody has a browser. And so, you know, when it comes to surfing the web, our platform works across every browser, every platform, every device. And that's a huge advantage in the marketplace. So that's our ARitize for e-commerce platform. Then we have a university and training platform, which is another multi-billion dollar vertical that does use an app. And it's basically an opportunity for companies or educational institutions to take their existing 2D assets, meaning YouTube videos, PDF documents, PowerPoints, et cetera, load them into a white label app. And then we'll add an AR experience into that. And so you'll end up with something very, very unique, very powerful, very immersive. It can be used for training. You know, think of putting together furniture. Everybody struggles with that, right? So imagine if you had the objects floating in the room with you and you had a specialist who is a hologram in the room with you, and he's taking you step by step how to put together hugely valuable and powerful. Third one would be our ARitize Hollywood Studios, which we're just getting started with right now. That's super exciting for us. It's an entertainment portal that we've created, and we expect to be making some announcements around that shortly, where you could literally walk into a concert through a portal in your room. Pretty amazing, right? So, you know, you could be on stage with Taylor Swift or your favorite artist, and you get a 360-degree view. It's all happening in the privacy of your home, but it's very immersive and really exciting and groundbreaking. And then the fourth vertical that we recently announced is possibly the most exciting out of all of them, and that's our 3D AR 360 advertising platform. The reason why it's so exciting is that the advertising industry is a $750 billion industry, you know, $750 billion. And it's going to become a $1 trillion industry over the next 7 years. All ads today are 2D. Over the next decade, they will be 3D. Nextech stands to benefit from the shift from 2D to 3D ads. Why? Because we actually create 3D content. And with this platform, this advertising platform, which we're going to be launching either in Q4 or Q1 of this year, it allows us to not just create the 3D asset, but push them onto the Instagram platform, the Facebook platform, the Google platform. As those platforms open up to 3D ads, Nextech expects to be at the front of the line and capturing a huge tidal wave of really shifting ad dollars from 2D to 3D. So that pretty much, you know, summarizes what we're up to and what we're building our business around.
Well, again, needless to say, you've been up to a lot. And just to touch on the last point and to get a little deeper into the recently announced 3D AR 360 ad network preparing to launch, how will that ad network fit in and elevate your already existing platform?
Well, it's going to fit in really well. When we ARitize a product, when we take a product and convert it from 2D to 3D, you'll be able to push that onto the ad network and then from there create a creative asset. And then from there, push it through Instagram's, Facebook, Google's platform. And Nextech stands to get a piece of that ad dollar. So if you think about e-commerce, everybody's biggest spend is ad dollar. With 3D ads, there's a significant increase in interactions and click-through rates that will drive more and more adoption of really the conversion from 2D to 3D ads globally.
And to touch on something a bit different, you've also recently launched a new AR analytics dashboard for tracking your ARitized products. How does this key feature translate into added value for, in this case, both customers and investors?
Sure. So, I mean, everybody needs analytics. You know, you need to be able to track and measure how well an ad unit does, how well a product does on a website. And so our analytics dashboard, of course, will help drive traffic and will help companies to analyze what ads are working, what ads aren't working, and then ultimately put more dollars into the ads that are working. So the dashboard's a key piece of our tech stack, and we're super excited to see results. You know, there's been anywhere from 100 to 400% increase in add-to-cart activity from the same web AR experience. Effectively, you know, what that does is that drive more and more e-commerce sites to adopt web AR. So it's a key piece to ensure that more businesses decide to use AR and e-commerce, and of course for ads as well.
Evan, we've been talking about the products for Nextech, but I also want to touch on the business side of things where you've been equally busy, recently signing an e-commerce deal with specialty optics leader Method 7. What can you tell us about the deal?
Sure. So Method 7 is an e-commerce optics company. They sell a wide array of glasses, primarily for people that work in intense light environments like greenhouses. And so they wanted to integrate our try-it-on technology onto their site because the biggest impediment that, you know, they're experiencing is that, hey, we love the glasses, but what do they look like on my face? Right. And because it's not a brick and mortar store, it's an e-com site, you just can't bridge that gap so easily. unless you have Nextech's augmented reality solution, which is our try it on solution. And so again, on the web, no app required. You put your face up to the screen and like magic, the glasses appear on your face and you're able to see how they look and decide if you want to buy. So it's the ability to try before you buy using augmented reality that's driving Method 7 to Nextech. We think that that's going to continue, meaning Method 7 is just one of many thousands of e-com sites that sell glasses. So it's just indicative of demand in the industry at large.
And, you know, Evan, many investors are still reacting to your partnership with Google on its new 3D ad platform. How did that partnership come about and what can investors expect as it progresses?
So we've been working with Google for about 6 months. They're in beta testing, really, on the 3D ad platform. And like I mentioned, Google is not alone. It's really not a story, per se, about Google. It's about all the major ad networks are testing and in beta on 3D ads or AR ads. And Google's really just one of them. And so, you know, we're just creating 3D assets to do some beta testing and get some analytics. And then ultimately, when they open up their platform, which we expect will happen in 2020 for Google and possibly the fourth quarter for Facebook and Instagram. When they open up their platforms, that's when the business will explode, meaning that's when everybody's going to be able to participate as opposed to beta, where it's just a few small tests.
Evan, to step back a second and look at the market as a whole, you know, it goes without saying that Nextech AR is an industry leader in the field. Given that experience, how do you feel the AR market has progressed, or where do you think it's heading next?
I think it's headed much higher. I think that, you know, we're at the beginning of a multi-decade, multi-trillion dollar megatrend. And augmented reality is really just getting started. We're going from doing a couple of billion dollars in revenue industry-wide to anticipated $122 billion industry in the next 3 years. So, you know, it's growing at about an 86% compounded annual growth rate. It's an explosive industry. It's really, I mean, if you want to put some context on it, we're part of the fourth transformation in technology, meaning if you go back and you look at history, you had the steam engine, which was a major transformational shift. And that led to electricity, which was another major transformation, you know, created trillions of dollars worth of value. And then the more recent one would be the internet. And then now you have 5G, which is really ushering in the ability for augmented reality to become widely adopted, along with artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, edge computing. 5G is, you know, the equivalent of, think of a six-lane highway. How many cars can you drive down a six-lane highway? And then think about a 1,000-lane highway and how many cars you could drive down a 1,000-lane highway. That's the enormity of the difference between where we are today and 5G, which is coming to market. And with that, augmented reality is going to become a very common part of our lives, meaning Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Samsung, they're all jockeying for position to launch the first pair of AR consumer glasses. And it's expected that that's going to happen in the year 2020 and 2021 as well. You know, there'll be more glasses. And when that happens, it's going to open up the floodgates, meaning everybody's going to want to have an AR experience. And when that happens, Nextech is going to be at the front of the line.
And with the company's recent rapid growth in this, as you said, emerging tech sector, how does the new CFO fit into the fold?
The new CFO is a key player. I mean, we're building a company that we want to be able to increase our gross profits as well as our gross revenue over time. And you know, he comes from Deloitte, and He's bringing a lot of knowledge and experience from his previous work in the SaaS business. And so he's a key player as we continue to scale and build our business. I mean, you have to have a CFO. Yeah.
Evan, I'm very thankful that you're being gracious with your time, and we don't want to keep you too long, so we'll start wrapping up here. For starters, what can you tell our investor audience interested in the company's stock right now?
Well, I've always maintained that the best investment that I could make today is in my own company, Nextech. I am the biggest shareholder. I've bought stock at every single financing that we've done. I've invested over $2 million of my own capital. And my belief is that we're building a billion-dollar company. And, you know, we're in the early days. You know, we're just getting started. And I put my money where my mouth is.
And then to touch on that, as CEO of the company, where do you see Nextech AR's potential moving forward from here?
I mean, the sky's the limit. There is no limit to the upside. Like I said, this is the fourth transformation in the world of technology. And Nextech is the leader. We have a first mover advantage. And currently, all I see is blue sky.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for the insight, Evan. We've been speaking with Evan Gappelberg, CEO of Nextech AR Solutions. I'd like to once again thank him for joining us on Stock Talk and sharing this helpful information about Nextech with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Omri Wallach for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Technology Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.